Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and the Manager's Show is brought to you by KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Terrific ball game last night, obviously. The Indians come out on the short end, 2-1, but we saw these kind of games in Cleveland, Terry. Boy, these two ball clubs, there isn't a whole lot that separates the Indians and Royals.
You're right, and you know when you play Kansas City at home especially, they've been for whatever reason, their home and road splits this year are just really, really different. And when they get home, their pitching staff has a much lower ERA, and their home record reflects that. I thought Carlos, did a pretty good job. He early on, he had to really pitch out of some traffic, and he did. Then as the game progressed, he started pitching in way more effectively, and I thought that really helped him out. You know, he left an 0-2 breaking ball that backed up, that Merrifield hit, and you don't know at the time, but that ended up being too much. But any time you go through a game and give up two, you got to feel like your staff did a pretty good job.
You talk about Kansas City splits. They lost more games on their last road trip than they have lost all season at home, which is an incomparable number to kind of figure out. Are they that much better? When you look at them, should they be so good here at home? Are they that hard to beat here?
Hammy, I was reading an article where people talk about how they're built for this ballpark with fly ball pitchers. But good defense carries over everywhere, and team speed can be used anywhere. I don't know. I don't spend all my time thinking about them. I worry about us. But it's sometimes those types of stats even out. Now, maybe over a year, for whatever reason, there's sometimes it just happens. I know last year, for the longest time, we had a hard time and winning at home. And nobody, it was hard to figure out. I think what it comes down to is when you play good baseball, you got a chance to win. And when you don't, you got a chance to lose.
Well, tonight you have Josh Tomlin going, and we're getting to that time of year. I mean, this guy should be an all-star, whether he makes it or not, I know is certainly out of your hands. But, you believed in him from day one of spring training. And, I think some people thought, well, that'll be an easy guy to put in the bullpen and whatnot. But he earned that spot, didn't he? And he's really taken and run with it.
Hammy, we did have a lot of faith in him. But I will say he deserved it. There's been a few times in his career where he's been the odd man out. Whether he had an option or he'd go to the bullpen. And when we were trying to make our evaluations this spring and figure out our staff, he didn't deserve to go in the bullpen. And my goodness, as he answered the call, he has gone out and pitched his heart out. And I'm going to say it again. I say it probably every time we talk about him. He's one of the best teammates I've ever seen. He understands the game. He understands how to compete. And whether he gets the win or not, all he cares about is us winning.
How smart is it, though, for a player to constantly beat his manager in cribbage? Isn't that risky?
You know what, man? You were kind of near at the end there. I told him he might be the first guy to lead the league in wins and end up in AAA. And what really bothers me is he can't even add. He can't even add up the hands. But they're so good, and it just sits here and it makes me crazy. But, I actually get a lot of enjoyment because – you get to talk to guys during a day when you're not necessarily talking about baseball, but baseball always comes back into it, and it's a relaxing time for everybody, and I really enjoy it.
Terry, it's interesting because, some managers will tell you, well, I have to have it's almost like a separation of church and state. I can't mingle with my players. Have you always felt the way you feel now about relationships with players?
Yeah, I do. I really do. And everybody's different, and that's what makes what we do so special, because it is different. But I get here early and I get all my work done, so I feel like I can be around when the players come in and do what I want and not feel like I'm not ready, because if I'm not ready, that makes me crazy. But the players are really good about, we're with these guys all the time and we're on the same team. And they know, regardless of what happens at 2:00 in the afternoon, when it's time for them to come out, them out of a game, I'm going to take them out. And they may not always like it, but I'm going to do what I think is best for our team. And I think they understand that. And, if there was ever a problem, I wouldn't do it. But I think the more you get to know the players, the better. Because you know, we've talked about it. You got to have difficult conversations with guys sometimes, but when you get to know them, I think it's easier.
That's Tribe Manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and Royals coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.